there any kind of system that you used to say that would have been good from?
Not really. You can't really see. But it's got a strong leg. He kicked it accurately. It had good rotation. So it did look like it had some more legs to it.
How pleased were you on Sunday about the additions to the roster? Shane Smith blocking that punt. Ray Armstrong getting that fumble on the first punt. How pleased were you with the additions, with the accomplishments of the newcomers?
Shane's been with us on and off, and he's kept working. We liked him a lot in training camp, and then had some injuries he's dealing with. So it slowed him down once he started on the active roster. But he's done a good job fighting back and learning and getting better each, day and each week. And then Ray's a guy that's played in the league, so he came right in and filled on in all four teams. So it was really nice to see that. Problem is we had three balls on the ground. We didn't get one of them, so we got to come up with that somehow, some way.
You've worked with Spags a number of years. You didn't see him as the head coach. What's it like seeing him in that role?
It's natural for him. I mean, he's comfortable in it. He's done a good job with it, so he's a good leader.
Do you see any difference in him?
Not a lot of crossover with him. We see him on the field, but once we get into meetings, we're kind of separated. So yeah. See him more in team meetings now. It's probably where I feel the impact.
How great was it to see Khalif fill in the Dwayne Harris role and not just fielding the punts, but downing that one on the 1 yard line?
That was big. That was a good job staying out of the end zone. It was a good punt by Brad situationally. So it was nice to see that. A good, change of field position, flipping the field right there.